Music is something that we always consider to be very good and very wonderful in life. Music is something very precious. And so we say music and meditation should be super precious. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Music and meditation. Where does music and meditation fit in our program? Well, I will tell you this. It's quite simple. Music is what goes on inside of you. Music is what goes on inside of me. Music is the magic that's going on in my heart. It's the wonderment that's going on in my soul. Music is the glory that reveals itself in everything I do. But it's the music within me. Now we listen to the outward music, and as glorious and wonderful as it is, it's the revelation of the soul of the individuals who wrote it. And as we hear some of this triumphant music and some of this rather baroque-ish music and some of this hard rock music, we think to ourselves, what was going on in the soul of that individual who wrote that music? Wow, that was pretty heavy stuff. And that's true. They were going through some dark souls of the night in coming to a conclusion about their life. They were coming into an awareness of the glory and the wonder and the magic. And they were coming into the sadness and the sourness and the depravity of the mind. And they were coming into the idea that if we make it loud enough, if we make it strong enough, if we make it violent enough, then we'll stop thinking our thoughts and we'll just think those thoughts. And then we'll stop thinking our thoughts totally and listen to those thoughts. Music is a thought, you know. All music is a thought. And each musician is giving us of their thought, of their idea. But within each one of us is a master musician that suits our particular talents and our particular needs and our particular purpose, goal, and direction in life. And the musician that is within us is playing, and playing very gently but playing very definitely. And what we want to do is to learn to listen to that music within us. We want to learn to listen to that orchestra, that orchestration that's taking place within us, which is pretty exciting. We want to listen to that music within us. And I assure you, we can't listen to the music within us while we're listening to the music without. You know, before radio and tape recorders and disc players and so forth, people who traveled around the world, who traveled on their job from place to place as salesmen, or people who went across the country and had no radio and they had nothing in their car, they listened to an inner music. And these people, I would imagine, were far more at peace within themselves than anyone else, because they were not listening to someone else's magic, someone else's drumbeat. They were listening to the drumbeat within themselves. Oh, they stopped at restaurants and ate and shared and talked with people as their wont was. And they were bright and cheery and wonderful people. They were fantastic in every possible way. But the thing is, were they really at peace? And the answer is yes, they were really at peace. They were at peace within themselves. They were at peace listening to the divine within themselves. They were at peace and at one with the divine within them. I recommend to people that we have the Golden Voyage, which is an inspirational piece as we are working with our guided meditations. And I recommend it only for one reason, that since you're not using your mind, you're just listening to me and giving the guided meditation, there is that part of your consciousness that goes wandering around. And so I figure if I could wander you around in a lovely meditative attitude, as the Golden Voyage gives to us, then during the guided meditation, you'll give more attention so that when you are doing the meditation for yourself, which is the purpose of the guided meditation, then you will be readily able to do it in a beautiful way. Now listen to yourself. Listen to what's going on inside. I listen all the time. I sit in quietness. Oftentimes, as I'm driving with friends, I say nothing. They say, "Herb, you have so many brilliant ideas. You have so much good things. Why don't you talk and tell us things?" Well, I like silence now and then, too. Now, if a person were to quiz me and say, "Herb, do you really think that I can become aware of who I am? Do you really think that? I mean, I've been working on it, and I've been having a little difficulty with it, because becoming who I really am, first I got to know who I really am. And how do I do that? And you tickle my fancy. You tickle the music within me that says, "Hey, here's how to do it. At least here's one pathway." And so you get me excited and get me talking. "Herb, define meditation for me." Well, who gives a hoot about defining meditation? What we want to do is be meditation. And, "Well, Herb, how can I be meditation if I don't know what it is?" Meditation is to think about. To think about. Meditation is to think about. Introspection is to listen to the divine within you reveal itself. Okay, but that's not enough. That's not enough illustration. That's not enough definition for the word. Well, that's all it needs. Now, what do you need? Are you ready to be alone with yourself? And are you ready to listen to the divine within? Are you ready to hear its background orchestration? Are you ready to hear all the glory and all the peace and all the power and all the goodness that you are? Well, if you are, then you're ready for your own meditation. And what is it you're going to think about? Are you going to think about love? Unconditional love is always good to think about. Think, how can I be more unconditionally loving? Can I love those who despitefully use me? Can I love those who hate me? Can I love those who are doing wrong and evil to me? Hey, where do you find those people who despitefully use you, who are wrong and hatefully about you, and do these things? Where do you find them? I don't know where they dwell. I don't know where they live. I don't really need to have their address. I don't know. You've got that in your address book, apparently, but I don't want it in mine. Hey, my world is filled with people who are just like me, and I'm unconditionally loving. My world is filled with people just like me. I am one with the divine within me. I am in pure introspective thinking all the time, introspective listening all the time. I always am listening to the divine within me. And the thoughts that I think are my meditations. And I meditate upon beautiful things and desirable things and positive things and glorious things. That's my meditation. My meditation is who and what I am. My meditation isn't something I want, something I need, something I would like to do for the world or something. My meditation is that it is already done. My meditation is that it is complete and whole and wonderful. My meditation is that I am fulfilled. And the music that I hear is the glory of this magic in my soul that says, "Go, go, go!" It's the smile of my heart that bubbles over and just says, "Oh, yes, 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 yes." And I am so happy when that happens. And I can tell you one thing, it is happening all the time with me. How about you? Is it happening all the time with you too? Well, why not? Why not? And when it's happening all the time with you, then everything is in divine order. Everything is beautiful, and you are beautiful. You are music, and you are meditation. and you are introspection. You are the allness right now. And listen to your own music. We buy all these music devices that bring us music to boggle our mind, and we're listening to something outside of ourselves. And when we're walking down the street, if we could be listening to our own inner orchestration, how wonderful that would be. When we're walking down the street, or we're sitting in the park, or we're driving our car, or at home in quiet meditation in our chair, and we think all is in divine order. The music of our soul permeates our world and brings it about into its own fulfillment forevermore. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.